This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're happy to have back on today's program two distinguished national leaders, Senator Strom Thurmond from South Carolina, a Democrat, and Democratic Congressman from Little Rock, Arkansas, Dr. Dale Alford. Last week we were speaking, gentlemen, of the muzzling of America's military leaders, of the so-called Fulbright Memorandum, and of other factors in the current effort to enlighten the people of America as to what this country has and has not been doing in regards to the threat of communism. Senator Thurmond has written in an article for our official magazine, The Citizen, a story entitled The Shocking Truth About the Fulbright Memorandum. And in this story, Senator, you say, in this grave crisis period for our country and the free world, there is a concerted conspiracy to intimidate persons in this country who speak out and warn against the communist menace. I call this conspiracy the anti-anti-communist movement. This movement seeks to repeal the law of self-preservation. Its adherents believe that only evil will result if the American people are permitted to feel pride in victory and frustration in restraint. Do you believe that actually the American people are now convinced that this country is trying to win the Cold War, or do you believe that there's some effort to say that we shouldn't try to win it?
Well, I can only say what has happened in the past. You know what happened in Korea. General MacArthur wanted to win the war there, but he was not allowed to win that war. The communist line was to contain the war within Korea. That was the communist line. That line was picked up by certain leaders in this country and certain newspapers and others and spread to the people that there would be danger of the war spreading throughout the world if they went beyond Korea. We should have gone beyond Korea, as General MacArthur said, and bombed those airfields, those supply depots and those warehouses and so forth. We should have cleaned up the red communists right then, and we wouldn't be having the trouble that we're having today. Now, because we didn't win the war in Korea, we reached a stalemate there. The soldiers there right now, on each side, we have soldiers there, and the communists have soldiers there, the North Koreans and the Red Chinese, and the war could be resumed in a day. There's only been an armistice. There is no peace, there's no treaty, there's merely an armistice. Now, I think that is typical of what has happened. We have not been winning. I want to see a win policy. I'm tired of seeing this country reach stalemates. I'm tired of this soft talk and appeasement talk and compromise and negotiation. It doesn't get us anywhere. The American people want to win. We have always won until recent years. We can win. We've got the power to win. Now, some of those in Korea said, well, that would have brought the Russians in. That's not so. At that time, the Russians didn't have the atomic bomb. We had a ring of bases around Russia. We could have destroyed Russia. Russia knew that. She wouldn't have dared come in. And it was a great mistake in not winning in Korea. It's been a great mistake in not winning since then. And this soft talk about communism, in my judgment, should be ended. We should get on the offensive. We should get off the defensive. We should quit apologizing. And we should demand not popularity as we're trying to gain throughout the world, but respect. America deserves and commands more respect.
Congressman Alford, what reaction have you noticed among your people? Do they feel that there is too much appeasement as part of our national policy today?
Very definitely, Mr. Morphew. I think that, of course, Senator Thurman stated it very pointedly, that the people are at this point, that is the ones in my area, and that is that they feel that there has been too much of a policy of appeasement, just as the senator said, that we have not heard our national leaders, particularly any administration, as far as I can tell, in reading and listening. No one has said that our ultimate aim is to win over communism. We must have a victory in these fields, psychologically, intellectually, and militarily as well. We cannot continue to appease. We cannot continue to contain. Our policy in Cuba bears this out, as well as does Korea, as Senator Thurman has mentioned, and Laos and Vietnam and so on. There seems to be an area in which we vacillate and we continue to negotiate. How can we negotiate with an enemy whose avowed policy is to tell us that they will use any method of deception, even to the point of misrepresentation, or shall we say lying, which they spell it out in the Communist Manifesto? So why do we continue in these fields is a question that goes unanswered for the American people. Now, I can tell you that recently I've been throughout the state of Arkansas and in other states as well, and invariably people mention to me that why is it that we're constantly losing the so-called Cold War? Why do we have to continue to appease? Why do we continue to negotiate with these people? Why can't someone do anything? The people are concerned, and they are asking what they can do. They can let our leaders and their elected representatives and senators know just exactly how they feel.
Well, Senator Thurman, principally as a result of your efforts and your speeches on the floor of the Senate, the Senate Preparedness Subcommittee was designated, and you were added to this group for this purpose, to hold hearings into the muzzling of our military leaders. And the case of General Edwin Walker was mentioned as a principal example of this muzzling. What is the status of these hearings at the moment, Senator?
The hearings will probably begin in January. The spade work is now being done. The senators on the subcommittee are scattered around in different places. They've been traveling in different parts of the world. And then, in addition, the staff has had a great deal of work to do. But I'm confident that the hearings will begin in January. I want to see the hearings begin as soon as possible, but I do think we must have the proper preparation, and I think by then that the staff will be ready for us to begin the hearings.
Do you think the hearings themselves can be held quickly, or do you look for a protracted hearing?
Well, I think the hearings can be reasonably expedited. We, Senator Stennis and I, conferred a couple of days ago, and we both agreed that the staff work should be very complete, and once we start the hearings, we should go through as fast as we can. Of course, we want to bring everything out, and I'm going to insist that everything be brought out that pertains to this matter. Well, some of the subcommittee may overrule me, but that's the position I'm going to take. And we may hold a week of hearings, for instance, on one subject, such as censorship, and then we might take a recess and then begin again on troop training or the seminars. In other words, those are the three main fields we're going into.
I see. I'd like to quote very briefly from the resignation statement submitted by Major General Walker when he resigned from the United States Army recently. He was referring to the people who have accused him of being too much of an anti-communist. He said, "My own accusers are persons, not America. They separate me from the soldiers and soldiering I know. My oath is used for and against me. My case rests on the courage of patriots facing present terms for survival. It might be useful to review what we seek." Still quoting from General Walker, "Our objective is not peace, but freedom. If we are vigilant and strong and willing and worthy to defend our liberty, peace will be at home with us. If the Soviet leaders are made to understand that we will fight, there will be no need to fight. The communists are not fighters. They are not even accomplished intriguers. Much of their work is being done for them." And then he continues by saying, "Talk about coexistence is a concession to the timid and the gullible." Congressman Alford, what would be your comment on this resignation statement by General Walker? Do you feel that he's made a good summary of the case?
Well, General Walker certainly has made a wonderful summary. Of course, the thing that has concerned many of us is that it is absolutely impossible for a thinking person to understand why that anyone would want to deny knowledge of the enemy, knowledge of international communism, and the philosophy that it teaches, which is absolutely opposed to everything that the American Republic has stood for since the early days of this country. Why that there is even a tendency, even a thought, much less a concerted effort to oppose individuals who stand out and speak in behalf of this country. I like General Walker's statement when he said his program was pro-blue, when he said, we're not just anti-red, we're for America. We're for the American ideals. We're for the preservation of the private enterprise system of economy. We're for the preservation of our civilization. This young nation, in a short 185 years, has become the wealthiest, healthiest, most prosperous nation on earth in this short period of time. Why should we appease and imitate the enemy?
But Senator Thurmond, continuing from General Walker's statement, he says, the people, the truly militant voice in a republic, can and will be heard. Once unleashed, I have faith that from their fury, constitutional power will prevail, rededicating this nation and its sons in uniform to the will and power of the people for freedom and justice under the sun. Do you believe that the people can make themselves heard, and are they doing so, Senator?
Well, Dick, I think they can make themselves heard. The people only need to be informed, and they need to be aroused. And I believe they're becoming aroused more today than ever before. I cannot recall as much concern on the part of the people as exists today. I was deeply impressed with what Lieutenant General Frederick Brown, said about General Walker. He was a man who investigated General Walker. Now listen to his words. General Walker is a sincere, deeply religious, patriotic soldier. Isn't that a compliment? Sincere, deeply religious, patriotic soldier. Dedicated to the nation and to the army. He is an eccentric and is not only violently anti-communist, but has been for years, working at it with a passion, studying, lecturing, and reading all literature made available on the subject. In other words, he is saying that General Walker is a strong anti-communist, and that he has studied and lectured and read to prepare himself to know the enemy. And that's what he was doing with the 24th Division. He prepared this pro-blue training program against communism to teach his soldiers the aims and designs of communism. Now, the only word in here that could be considered detrimental at all, if it is detrimental, is when he says he's an eccentric. But God knows, I wish we had more Americans who are eccentric if they are the type of General Walker, who's such a dedicated, fine, patriotic American.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. We've been talking with Senator Strom Thurmond, South Carolina, and Congressman Dale Alford of Arkansas. Join us again next week on Citizens Council Forum for another discussion. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.